Random House Audio presents And the Dark Sacred Night by Julia Glass. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Every knot was once straight rope. James Lapine, Into the Woods. She saw him through the trees, and she almost turned around. In just 8 days, she had come to believe that this wedge of shore, tumbled rock enclosed by thorny juniper and stunted saplings, but lit by the tilting sun at the western side of the lake, was her secret. Each afternoon it became her refuge, just one brief measure, a piacere of solitude, from another attenuated day of rehearse, practice, and practice even more. Of master classes and pauper etudes, hour after hour of Saint-Saëns and Debussy, of walking over plush lawns, passing adults who spoke zealously, even angrily, in German and Russian, of waking and going to sleep in a room shared with three other girls. Not that this life wasn't precisely, incandescently, what she had craved, dreamed about, most of all, worked for. How funny that all this discipline and deprivation rewarded Daphne with the headiest freedom she had ever known. Freedom, to begin with, from her mother's vigilance and her brother's condescension, from another summer mixing paints and copying keys in her father's hardware store. During afternoon rest, some campers retreated to their rooms to write letters or take naps. When the rooms were too hot to stand, they spread beach towels under the estate's monumental trees or on the sliver of sandy beach. Others loitered at Le Manoir, though nobody called it that. They called it HQ.